Well, we're doing a corridor study on the State Highway 6 bypass. It basically extends from the southern city limits of College Station to the northern city limits of Bryan in that corridor. We are primarily looking at the interchanges in that corridor. We've collected traffic count, turning movement counts at the interchanges, and we've also collected some volume counts on Bypass 6 itself. The purpose of the study is to try to identify some alternatives for addressing the congestion and delays at the interchanges, and then to give us a time frame for when we need to look at developing projects to add capacity to the main lanes of Highway 6.
Okay, so when did you start this survey, please?
We actually started a couple of weeks ago, and with data collection. There were 27 cameras out at 13 different locations collecting the turning movement counts, and then we had some of the tube counters that I'm sure people saw the road tubes out across the ramps and on the main lanes of Highway 6, collecting traffic volumes.
How much does this cost, and how is it being funded, please?
The total cost for the study is $155,256 and some change, and it's funded through the MPO's planning funds. Those are federal transportation planning funds that we get. They come to us through the state, kind of a long process to explain, but it's federal grant funds for transportation planning.
Okay, and you talked a little bit about alternatives available.
Mm-hmm.
Would you please tell me a little bit about how traffic as it is now will affect us, and then what kinds of alternatives you're looking at that would make it better?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that a lot of your listeners have experienced the backups on the exit ramps getting close to the Highway 6 main lanes, and on occasion even out to the main lanes. So that's a situation that we want to try to correct. TxDOT has a project that is going to start shortly on ramp conversions that should address some of those issues as far as making it safer so that the traffic doesn't back up onto the main lanes from those exit ramps. But the other issue is just simply the volume of traffic going through the interchanges. And it's we suspect that it's primarily caused by the volume of left turn movements. So some of the things that we can do to address that is, instead of having people make a left turn on one side of the interchange and then a left turn on the other side of the interchange to do their make their turnaround movement, we could add a turnaround structure at the interchange so that you simply get in the left-hand lane on the frontage road and make that turnaround structure. You don't have to go through any of the signals at the interchange.
Gotcha. I know that I personally have been a little nervous at times trying to, when I needed to take a left onto Briarcrest, and it has been out into Highway 6.
Yes.
Okay, so basically just trying to work out the ratio of traffic versus the length of time it's a red light, or just a whole changing everything around.
Well, we're going to look at all of the options. In some cases, it may simply be a matter of doing some improvements to the traffic signal systems there. In other cases, the best option may be to go with a completely different interchange design, where we may actually be changing the structures and either adding structures or reconfiguring travel lanes, that type of thing.
And so are you working with TxDOT on this project?
Well, we have hired a consultant, the Alliance Transportation Group, out of Austin, and they are doing the data collection and analysis in coordination with the MPO staff. TxDOT is one of the member agencies of the MPO, so they are involved in the process.
And when will the data collection and analysis be finished, please?
Well, the data collection was finished last week, and they are in the process of doing the analysis at this time. I don't have an estimate from them when it'll be finished. I'm thinking a couple of weeks for that initial data collection. And we are in the process of setting up a meeting with our State Highway 6 Advisory Group to discuss more details about the study and get input from that group on additional issues that the consultants need to be aware of or watch for. We are also going to have public meetings for the general public. And then we made arrangements with the consultants to provide some meetings that are focused on property owners or business managers in the corridor.
And so people who would like more information, where can they get some more information?
Well, they can call our offices at 979-260-5298, or they can go to our website, and the address for our website is www.bcsmpo.org, and then we will be notifying the media when we have our schedule set up for the public meetings. We'll probably have a first round of public meetings, then where we'll explain the project in a little more detail and take questions from the general public. And then as we start analyzing the data and we start getting suggestions or recommendations coming out of that analysis, we'll have additional meetings to present those alternatives to the public and get their input.
And was there any specific event that kicked this study off and made y'all decide it was time to study this?
Well, I think it's just been kind of the accumulation over time of incidents taking place on the main lanes where we end up having to shut those down if it's a traffic incident that takes place, or just the additional traffic volumes at the interchanges and the increase in the delay and then that safety aspect of the ramps backing up onto the main lanes.
And are there any ways that the study and data collection might affect us right now or affect us as you continue to work on this project?
I don't see that there'll be any impact as far as the traveling public. Data collection's completed at this point. So that as far as the corridor study continuing, there won't be any impact to your using the highway system. In the future, obviously, we hope that we're going to identify some alternatives that can be implemented, so there could be construction projects in the future.